Seattle director Megan Griffiths is basking in the glow of the premiere of her film Lucky Them at the Toronto Film Festival from earlier this month. It stars Toni Collette, Thomas Hayden Church, and Oliver Platt.
Lucky Them is a film that is set in Seattle about a rock journalist who is given assignment by her editor to go track down this musician who sort of mysteriously disappeared 10 years earlier.
Johnny Depp has a small cameo. Griffiths and her good friend, writer-director Lynn Shelton, are two of the Northwest Film Forum's most successful alums. Griffiths' rise started 13 years ago when she moved to Seattle. The first place she went to get connected with the local movie-making community was the Film Forum's online message board. And when it was time to unveil her first feature film in 2003, she premiered it at the Local Sightings Film Festival, where only filmmakers from the Pacific Northwest are allowed to enter.
Like, if you're just going to keep making movies in this one environment, then getting it seen by other people in that environment is really helpful. Like you get fans within your own community and people who want to support you. And I don't think that's changed at all. And Local Sightings has grown.
When the Local Sightings Film Festival first started 16 years ago, it showed two features and two shorts. This year, a total of 90 features, shorts, and documentaries will be screened. Many of the films showcase the beauty of the Northwest. One example is Redwood Highway, directed by Gary Lundgren, starring Shirley Knight and Tom Skerritt. It's about a 75-year-old woman who decides to walk to the Oregon coast to go to her granddaughter's wedding.
60 miles, huh? It's all the way out to the coast.
Well, they took my house and my car, but they haven't taken my legs yet.
I just wanted to warn you that there have been cougar sightings up that way.
Cats love me. I'm not worried.
Some of the documentaries screening at Local Sightings zero in on topics people living in the Seattle area can easily relate to. The film Cardboard, directed by Matt Longmire, takes a close look at the men and women who hold signs begging for money as you drive onto I-5 and Highway 99.
If you're going to do this, if you're going to panhandle or fly a sign, you need to swallow your pride.
When somebody says, hey, you work for the mission, I got a question. When I see somebody, you know, those people that are holding the cardboard, should I give to them? I don't know what to do.
As much as Local Sightings features the picturesque Northwest scenery, filmmakers are starting to venture farther afield with their cameras. The documentary Blueberry Soup examines how Iceland handled the aftermath of its financial collapse in 2008, and the feature film Hawaiian Punch follows two young Mormon men in Hawaii. Adam Sekuler, one of the people who selects films for the festival, says the move away from foggy beaches and evergreen forests doesn't sit well with everyone.
Last year, the Seattle Weekly criticized the festival because the content of the work. There was a lot of films that focused outside of the region, but the filmmakers, of course, are all from the Pacific Northwest. The ambition of the work has grown, and the filmmakers are really seeing themselves a little bit more in this national context and less in this regional context.
Even though directors like Megan Griffiths have broken beyond the local scene and are now making movies with A-list actors, getting films released in theaters is not always guaranteed. She's working on sealing a distribution deal for Lucky Them. The winners of the Local Sightings Film Festival have it a little easier. Along with a cash prize of $500, the winning movies get a one-week run in front of a paying audience at the Film Forum. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.